the line from Puerto Rico, my main man, Paco Valcarcel. So we're talking baseball with Johnny Taco. And Paco, the Kansas City Royals won the 2015 World Series. Are they going to do it in 2016? Is that a repeat team?
I got them by doubt, especially when you talk about with a Yankee fan.
Oh, I know a Yankee fan, but then you think Mickey Mantle was the greatest baseball player of all time?
One of the greatest, yeah.
Mantle was a five-tool player before he got hurt. I mean, he did everything.
Mickey Mantle was okay. Joe DiMaggio was tremendous. Babe Ruth, you can forget Babe Ruth.
I'll tell you a little story about Joe DiMaggio. I'm at Bay Meadows Racetrack, I guess about 20 years ago, and I'm up in the turf club where all the rich people hang out. But nobody came to the track today. It was a Tuesday. I was going to lay a bet down for somebody. So anyway, Joe DiMaggio's there. It's the only time in my life I've never walked up to anybody and started talking to him. And I had the opportunity. It was just me and him. There was nobody else there. We're talking baseball with Paco Valcarcel. Now, you're a big Yankees fan. Tell me why you think the Yankees are going to do well this year.
We got Starlin Castro and Gregorius. The shortstop is much better this year. We got Chapman and the Nasty Boys, the two others. And we're going to have a – let's see what happened with the starter. CC should be okay. Pineda should be okay. You know, we have a better team this year. By the way, I was talking to Carlos Beltran 2 weeks ago, and he told me that.
You talk with Paco Valcarcel, Taco and Paco talking boxing here. Straight up, the New York Yankees are 15-16-1 underdogs to capture the World Series that you think they're going to capture. Have they been the same team since George Steinbrenner stepped down?
George Steinbrenner was a character, and he was very proud when he invested a lot amount of money in good baseball player. And the Yankees, they love to draft some guy from other teams, pay money for the good players, mm-hmm. and not the farm. They don't work with the farms, But now they are different. They don't work very active in the off season.
Uh-huh.
But they have Starlin Castro, who could be better because they got Beltran there and he got Rodriguez there. Senior players who can talk to Starlin Castro. Starlin Castro is a great, 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 great player, like Beltran told me. But, he was a leader in Chicago. But here he got two big guys, Latinos, who can talk to him and make him a better player. Also, Chapman. Chapman will be, the key. If they start doing good, then you got three guys there who can preserve the victory for the Yankees.
The Yankees, of course, the other team across town is the New York Mets, and they are intending to make it to the World Series and win the World Series. What do you think of the Mets this year? The Mets, are they going to improve?
They are very good. They got an excellent team. They got an excellent, excellent team. They will be there head-to-head with the Washington Nationals. We don't like to talk about it. I'm not doing that. How my friends in New York were calling the Mets the Mots. They are great. They have a great team this year.
They came in. So they were the storybook. They were like the story of last year. Them and the Chicago Cubs. People wanted to see the Mets or the Cubs make it to the World Series and win,
wow.
not lose to the Royals. The Giants have been to the World Series 3 of the last 5 years. Every other year they seem to win the World Series. They didn't do so well last year. Are they going to come back this year, Paco?
I don't think so. You got Dodgers there. Pitchers are very important, and the Dodgers, they got everything to repeat, to come back and be they were to be the leader of the division.
But Greinke's gone, and Kershaw
they got a great team. They got a great team, and they got tradition, and they got a great team.
Let's switch subjects for a little bit. Performance-enhancing drugs. You and I know what they're all about in the sporting world. Everybody's looking for an edge. Some guys cheat. Some guys don't. Should Barry Bonds be penalized from the Baseball Hall of Fame due to the fact that they think that he was doing stuff like that, or what?
If you tell me that if a fighter should be punished because he was cheating, I would say yes. But I respect Barry Bonds a lot because when Barry Bonds was playing with Bobby Bonilla in Pittsburgh Pirates, he wasn't dealing with Jews and that's anabolics and that stuff, and I respect him a lot.
He was tiny. He was tiny. Yeah. He was skinny. I mean, yeah. when I went
I remember,
to
remember, yeah. He can run. He can bat, but you know.
When I saw him in high school, I went to interview him at Sarah High School, which is not too far from San Francisco. I went down to interview him at Sarah High School, and he was how can I put this, disrespectful to the media back then. He was only 18 years old.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I got mixed feelings because I love A-Rod. I love Barry Bonds. He was playing with Bobby Bonilla in Pittsburgh, you know.
One night, when his father came up, his father was the original number 25 for the San Francisco Giants, and they called him up one night in like in the 60s. They called him up one night on a Friday night, so he gets off the airplane at 6 o'clock. The game starts at 7:30 out of Candlestick Park. They bring him off the bench, Bobby coming off the bench. The bases are loaded, and he hits a grand slam to win the game.
Yeah, and I got a friend who was mentioning the stuff. Igor Rodriguez, Juan Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Gonzalez is my friend. He was an excellent player. He was a slugger before he was mentioned in the scandal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was in Texas with Palmeiro and Franco, and Sosa was in Chicago. You know, the guy who was batting coach in San Luis. You know, all that guys, Barry Bonds, the big names.
Yep.
But they were good before that. They were very good before that.
There's no doubt about it, but it looks a little funny when you see a guy in his late 30s hitting more home runs than he was hitting in his 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now it's different. But I remember, you know, Juan Gonzalez can have 40 home runs in a whole season. No matter he was injured, he can bat 40 home runs. No matter he was dealing or not with that, because then they never proved one never tested positive. You know, but I know one thing. He was playing here in the Winter League in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Talking baseball with Paco Vargasel, Taco and Paco talking baseball. You know, and I was looking at it the other day. I saw Willie Mays happen to be in San Francisco making a public appearance. Of course, the famous San Francisco Giant number 24. Was he the greatest player of all time? I mean, when you literally look at it, he played for longevity. I mean, it didn't look that good in 1973, but he played a long time. He played almost 20 years. He went to the Hall of Fame. He at one point, had he not played in Candlestick Park, he would have probably held the home run record. Could he lay a claim to being the best player ever?
I can't say that ever, but for sure, I can say that he's in the top 10. But you mentioned, you know, the two guys from the Yankees, Babe Ruth, all that guy pitchers that you have to mention pitchers too.
Yeah.
You know? All that pitcher from San Luis. And, you know, you have to mention all the guys. I don't want to make any mistakes.
Okay. You know, Paco, I remember in the 60s here, we had a big Latin contingency. We had Jose Pagan Sr. We had the
Pagan Sr., but Pagan Sr. is not the father of Pagan, the guy who's playing now.
No, huh?
No. No, that Pagan, that the other Pagan who played, I think he played for the Yankees. This Pagan, as a matter of fact, he loved boxing. He was practicing boxing right here in Rio Piedras, not far from my home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this Pagan, Angel Pagan, a great player, he was playing for the Chicago, first Chicago mm-hmm. Cubs. Then he was transferred to the Mets and then to San Francisco. But he's the head of the player. And no matter he was injured and he got some stuff because he's a hustle, Pagan is one of the best center field you can have now. No matter he's always injured.
Puerto Rico has had some great, great baseball players, no question about it. Now, how come Puerto Rico doesn't have a Major League Baseball team if they could probably hold baseball games at 2 o'clock in the morning and sell out the ballpark, couldn't they?
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, we are 3.5 million, but it's not easy to come to Puerto Rico. We are out of the mainland. It's like Hawaii, you know. You say Hawaii can have a team.
Well, here's what's up. Then why doesn't Major League Baseball schedule some games in Puerto Rico if they want to do games all around the world?
Yeah, but that two or three games from Atlanta or Miami or that guy's, or one time Texas. But, you know, if you have to come from L.A. to Puerto Rico, man.
Who do you think was the best Puerto Rican baseball player of all time? Do you think it was Cepeda, Orlando Cepeda, won the MVP? The late Roberto
Clemente.
Roberto Clemente?
Yeah, he got the whole package. He was the whole package. Roberto Clemente, for sure.
Pittsburgh, I look back at the Pittsburgh franchise, of course, rich in history, but you're just a Yankees fan. In other words, if you move to Mars, you'd still be a Yankees fan, huh?
Yeah, of course, yes. Of course, yes. I will be a Yankee fan all my life. And I love the Yankees. You remember we had Posada before in the Yankees. Now we got my friend Carlos Beltran. And I follow the Yankees every time. And Jeter was was a great player. And Greg Nettles, I remember the third base.
Yeah, yeah. Greg, you remember Greg Nettles? Yeah.
Paul O'Neill. Oh, man. Yeah, he was great. Sparky Lyle, stopper. And Mariano Rivera. Who can forget Mariano Rivera?
Next time we talk, Paco, we're going to talk about Billy Martin. Of course, the manager of the New York Yankees, the Oakland A's, and a few other teams. But the bottom line is we don't have time today. But our next segment of Paco Talking Baseball with Johnny Taco, we're going to talk about that. Until next time, Paco, all the best.